공무견의 처음에는 러시아 저런 지나 쓸까요? 적신심으로 산재인의 탈수마의 스위드로 베이너마 스위치의 탈려만의 비스톰 스티점재인의 부틀에 샤이암 루파클라마염 저자티스 아픈는 디카 남체카오파 투비스자 크리크싱의 메이비자 특히처럼 파미니 미온바이 시대에 변호보는마 When Mataji pointed to the big devotees, Madhavananda Prabhu was thinking, she must mean Prabhupada's disciples. Jagtini was thinking, must be the men. I was thinking, must be the sannyasis. Maharaj was thinking, Giriraj Maharaj is the most senior, it must be him. And he's passed it to Giriraj. The best of all devotees, and we all agree. In 1976, in March, I had the fortune to be in Sridhar Mayapur. And that was a very special time for me. Somehow or another, I put up a little tent. And I lived in a little tent right what's right now between the two buildings where these two trees are there. This tree's still there. And I lived between those trees in a little tent. But of course, there was only one building there at that time. But in any case, I listened to Srila Prabhupada's lectures very, very carefully. And because I was listening very carefully and taking notes, my consciousness was focused on his words. And I was actually perceiving at that time something that I never perceived before about Srila Prabhupada's words, and I couldn't perceive after that, even though I heard Prabhupada's words after that. I was actually perceiving that his words were descending from the spiritual world, and they were entering my heart in that way, my consciousness, that this was the absolute truth descending in the form of sound vibration. And Srila Prabhupada was so powerful that there could be hundreds and hundreds of devotees in the room, and each one of them could be experiencing Prabhupada's words speaking just to them. And on that particular day, now by the virtual folio, I would like to read what Prabhupada said, at least segments of what Prabhupada said. And it very much answers the question, is it possible to take the mysterious sweetness and association, is it possible to take the Govardhan retreat back with us? And this is very much also takes Madhavananda Prabhu saying that not if you keep the black clear in your heart, but you have to keep Krishna's feet on your head. And very much what Jagtini Mataji is saying, that if you want to not be overpowered by the reflection which is always moving and confused by it, that you have to be focused on something else, the reality of the image and the manasiksha, and same message. How and Prabhupada's service as a humble servant of Prabhupada. Giriraj Maharaj was always emphasizing nothing more than a humble servant of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada's lecture, and it's just a short segment of that, a compilation of parts of that, really answers that question. Please listen carefully. Prabhupada said, just like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavan Krishna, they are identical. There is no difference. When I'm reading Bhagavad Gita with the desire that I shall be able to associate with devotee and Krishna, bringing the consciousness into the reading, then Bhagavad Gita is none different from Krishna. There is no difference. If you are a devotee, bona fide devotee, when you read Bhagavad Gita, you must know Krishna is there. So Prabhupada is saying a bona fide devotee is one who thinks in this way when reading the Bhagavad Gita, that here I'm associating with Krishna. And indeed, Krishna manifests due to that consciousness. And then Prabhupada continues, if you are a pure devotee, when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is there on your tongue, dancing. Don't think otherwise. So Krishna is actually already there in the Bhagavad Gita. He's already there in the holy names. And we can capture him if our consciousness is proper. Krishna is there. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Nama. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna without any offense. 10 kinds of offense. You know that. By avoiding offense, if you chant Hare Krishna, then you must know Krishna is there. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra Puna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Abhina Tvam Nama Namano. Similarly, when we read literature, so this was so much the message of, that Satchinanda Maharaj was giving us, that Krishna is there in the name, Krishna is there in the literature, let us be there. Krishna is already there, but we have to be there. And I would like to add my amazement, which is more than appreciation, that despite Maharaj's health conditions, that he was there speaking. And when he was there, he was really there. And no one even could understand that he was so ill. I have to say thank you so much for that. I mean, it was so awe-inspiring for me to see that. And also, So thank you. And then Prabhupada continues. Similarly, when we read literature, it is Lila Katha. Lila Katha. It is not just a book. It is Lila. Just like we are reading now Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Lila Katha of Krishna and his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. This is Lila. Exchange of dealings between devotee and the Lord. The whole Bhagavatam. It is called Bhagavata. Why? The only subject matter is Bhagavan and Bhakta. That's all. Bhagavan is the Lord and Bhakta is devotee. It has no other. You won't find any newspaper item that there was an earthquake in London and this and that. You don't find all these things. It is not like that. Tad vyasa tirtham. It is not for the enjoyment of the crows-like men. It must be swan, hansa. Let us be engaged always chanting or reading the pastimes of the Lord, Lila Katha. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, it is full of Lila Katha, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So that is the only way to get out of the miserable condition of this material world. It is the only way to be always in Vrindavan. The consciousness of the devotee has to be there. Through the holy names, through kirtan, through speaking about Krishna. When you read or hear or chant about the pastimes of the Lord, that is also kirtan. And if you chant the Hare Krishna mantra with instruments, that is also kirtan. There is no difference. So we must engage Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Either we should chant Hare Krishna, and this is Prabhupada speaking to the devotees in Mayapur, young devotees, but he's presenting us with the way that we could actually be always there with Krishna. Either we should chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or we should read our books. This is wanted. Then we will be safe from Maya. And then he ends with a word of caution. Otherwise, at any time, we can be victimized. And then Prabhupada said, thank you very much. So I will also say, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now, Kiriraj Maharaj.